In reflecting back on her century of life, Erica Sullivan says the time that remains most vivid is the year she spent in France trying to escape Hitler's expansion across Europe.
Everybody went down in France, and we went up. We wanted to get to England, but every port had been mined. So we spent from May 10th to sometimes in February in France.
Riding a tandem bicycle, Erica and her husband followed the Tour de France route to the Pyrenees, were sidetracked in Marseille, then to the French coast. Before long, she was on her way to New York City via Martinique.
We were on an empty freighter, small empty freighter, and that was repatriating Martinique soldiers home. They had a group of German writers who the Pen Club got to New York. And that was the first time I became a feminist. My first question was, where are the female writers? Where are they?
That was 1940. By the following year, Erica was living in New York City and working as a secretary and bookkeeper. Her husband had enlisted in the U.S. Army and returned to Europe. Since he could speak English, French, German, and Flemish, he was given a job as a translator.
And how many languages do you speak?
I spoke three. I now speak one.
Erica continued her employment in Los Angeles for the duration of the war. When she was reunited with her husband after his discharge and 5 years separation, she found he was a changed man. They eventually divorced. Gradually, Erica made her way into the world of Hollywood, working for Lawrence Welk, who she never met, and actress Loretta Young, who she did.
Totally professional. She could have done every job in the studio better than anywhere else, personally.
Several years later, Erica found herself working on the same lot as Captain James T. Kirk, First Officer Spock, and their creator, Gene Roddenberry, who she used to have lunch with.
We started because he was a producer, director, and he couldn't figure out which part was striking.
The ups and downs of Hollywood's unions aside, Erica recalls Star Trek's humble beginnings.
It was a one-year thing that shouldn't, at that point, was dead. And then all the people who loved it started talking, and it came back forever.
It was during those Hollywood years that Erica met and married her second husband. When he traveled to Australia to produce some short films in Sydney, Erica went with him. 12 months later, the couple stopped off in Hawaii for what was intended to be a three-week vacation. They stayed in Honolulu for 10 years.
The weather is perfect, and life is interesting.
While there, Erica became involved in politics on a local scale as an activist. Her next move brought Erica back to California and a job her husband had with Universal Studios, where they remained until his death in 1987. Searching for some place totally unique to live and always liking to move forward towards something new and different, Erica decided on Las Vegas.
It was the only place I could think of where we had no connection.
Erica remained in Nevada until relocating to Rapid City with the new millennium. She says she loves the Black Hills and has no plans to move again. Considering the many trails she's traveled, that's entirely understandable. As for her long life and longevity, Erica Sullivan offers these succinct words of advice.
Each have to find your own way.
Erica Sullivan continues to find her own way at 100 years and 2 months by swimming laps twice each week, checking her email regularly, going to the movies, going out to lunch, and exploring her newest piece of technology, her Kindle. And though it's been quite a while since Erica Sullivan rode tandem through France, the lesson she learned during that time, live in the present, not in the past, remains a part of her. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Cairns.